I am a big fan of Dr. Wayne Dyer, who has passed away, and yet his work and his influence and his presence is still very powerful. It's in my life and many people's lives. And one of my favorite books that he wrote was The Power of Intention. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. And one of the things that he really calls out is how we can live a more intentional life. We can just get in touch with the energy of intention. I happen to believe that every person who exists is here because of intention to be here, to be alive on this planet. I don't know what you believe. You may not think it's so intentional, but it feels to me like each soul has something to give, some way that they've come here to be and express themselves. And that if we get in the way of that for ourselves and for others, we get in the way of that intentional living, that spirit, God, life, some essence of us has intention for being. And that everything that we do, every endeavor that we stepped into, has more power and has more grace and success to it when it's intentional. I have this little magnet that was created about things that have come out of my mouth at certain times when I've been speaking. And one of my favorites is, if you think willy-nilly thoughts, you get a willy-nilly life. And I think that that's really true, that the more we can approach ourselves, our living, the things we want to be about with a sense of intentionality that might just be a word. One of the words that weaves itself through my life as an intention is love. And it always calls me back to center. Is what I'm about to do anchored in love? Is what I'm about to say anchored in love? And if it's not, then I get to rethink it. I get to step back away from it because it's a powerful intention for me to be a loving being and to treat every person, even people that I don't agree with or don't feel connected to or have completely different thoughts about life, with love and respect. And so it's a powerful way to live. And when we know what our intentions are and we know the intentionality of our beingness, I think we feel happier and more complete. So the opposite of this might be some of the things that capture our attention. Wayne Dyer talks in his book a lot about the opposite of intentional living is egoic living, where it's all about me, me, me. And thinking that our life and our intentions have all to do with the stuff of the universe, the stuff of materialism, which in and of itself, none of that is bad. None of that is wrong. None of that is unsupportive of our life. However, if we think that all we're here to do is make money and have a house and have a car and have things and have nice jewelry and nice clothes, we might start to feel kind of empty and disconnected. When we surrender into the power of intention, we start to feel an aspect of our soulfulness return to us. If we're in our egoic living, we might think that who we are is what other people think of us, what people say about us, our reputation, our achievements, the things we've accomplished or not accomplished. And we might measure our success based on those things. And again, not all necessarily bad or wrong, but just not a whole representation of the complete spectrum of who and what we are and what we can be. Intentional living then says, for me, for example, did I live from love today? Was I loving and was I kind today? Maybe I didn't get everything done on my to-do list, but did I do what I did with love? Becomes the benchmark for success. Intentional living. Dr. Dyer says, and I want to read a quote, "Your mind and your thoughts are also thoughts of the divine mind. Universal spirit is in your thoughts and in your free will. When you shift your thoughts from spirit to ego, you seem to lose contact with the power of intention. Your free will can either move with universal spirit and its unfolding, or away from it toward ego dominance. As it moves away from spirit, life appears to be a struggle. I hate that part. Slower energies flow through you, and you may feel hopeless, helpless, and lost. I think this is a state that a lot of us find ourselves in. And maybe one of the symptoms is the egoic living that we get caught up in versus the intentional living. And so I'd like to invite us to consider a couple of things that honestly are from Dr. Dyer's work about how we can step into the power of intention a little more joyfully and easily, some very simple things. He says, for example, one way to really recapture and feel the sense of intentional living is if we're feeling anxious or disconnected, overwhelmed, discombobulated throughout our day, to just stop and take a deep breath and literally say the word intention. 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 He says it's a way to remind us, number one, that we are intentional beings, that life, God, source, intended for us to be here, that we're in co-creative energy with the divine in all that we're doing and being, and that a lot of the anxiety that we experience is because we forget this and we get totally caught up in the world of effect and not in the world of how all of it works together. Intentional living plus the world of form creates the momentum for our living. So just stopping and just saying to ourselves, intent, intent, intent. And to remind ourselves regularly with regards to our daily life, I have a mission. I have something I've come here to do and be. I have a way that I am intentionally living my life, even if we're not quite sure what it is yet. But to affirm it and to claim it and to own it and to get into the path of it can be very empowering and can also pull us into that balanced place where intention can begin to have its way with us. And what happens then is that if we are unsure about our purpose and intention for being or for doing what we're doing, by affirming it and reminding ourselves, I know I have it, guess what? It works. The law of attraction begins to work on our behalf, and we may find ourselves suddenly filled with the wisdom of, oh, this is why I'm here. This is why I chose to come into this world or step in to help in this project. This is why I'm part of this family or this group of friends. There's an intention to it. It's not willy-nilly. It's not an accident. I belong here. Oh, that is a great feeling. So I encourage you and invite you to go forth in your life this week with just a little more sense of intention. These two simple activities, try them out. See if they help. When I use them, they remind me, yeah, my intention is love. I got it. Feels good. Have a great week.